We were talking about Stardust earlier, a state apology expected tomorrow from the Taoiseach to the families of the victims of the fire after last week's inquest verdicts of unlawful killing. 48 people died in the fire on Valentine's Night in 1981 in Artane. Half were aged 18 or younger. At the weekend, there was a special mass for the victims and their families in the Church of St. Joseph the Artisan in the parish of Bonnybrook in Coolock. The Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, delivered the homily, and he's with us now. You're very welcome to Morning Ireland.
Good morning, Gavin. Good morning to your listeners.
What did you say to the families?
Well, I said, you know, that first of all, I wanted to go out and express my, I suppose, pastoral closeness to the families and the communities. It's just not, it's that the number of communities out in North Dublin. And I've had particular focus on that since I actually came here, because I was out there, one of the first masses I went out to celebrate was back when I came here in 2021 on the 40th anniversary. So what I was saying to them on all the communities out there, you know, that these people were unlawfully killed, and well, it was the greatest disaster and tragedy of our time. And the difficulty was that the tragedy was actually multiplied by the manner in which the families were denied the truth and justice. And that was systematically done over a long period of time, over 43 years. And yes, that was, I think, a huge burden that these families carried.
Systematically, how?
Well, there was, you know, as you know, there was a number of, there was a tribunal or an inquiry back pretty quickly after the tragedy. But that didn't yield a proper result in the sense that it was botched, really, I suppose, to put it simply. And what that inquiry said, well, the families themselves and members of their own community were responsible for these deaths. And we know now, and the families knew from the very start, that that was not the case.
The mass was in Bonnybrook on Saturday. Our late colleague Charlie Bird once said that if the fire was in Donnybrook and not Bonnybrook, that justice would have been sorted years ago. What do you think?
Not necessarily, you know. I think we've seen numerous examples of this across the country. You know, I think that it's a nice soundbite. But, you know, you think of, say, even the Bloody Sunday. How many years did it take to sort that out and to find for the real truth to come out? When, you know, sometimes these inquiries start or the state's involved, there is a denial. And as we know, justice delayed is justice denied to the people. But eventually the truth, you know, wins out. And people stuck with this. They stuck with it tenaciously and fought on behalf of their relatives so that the truth would emerge.
You also said in your homily, and you mentioned it there, that the truth has finally set them, the families, free. Is that what families have told you?
Well, I haven't talked to all of the families, but I think it begins to set people free. You know, when people, it's like a burden, you know, and I think looking at the pictures down in the round room of the rotunda, you could almost see that burden lifting visibly off their shoulders when the truth began to emerge. And that it will start to set them free, but it won't end their mourning. You know, they're still mourning their loved ones. There's a sadness about the people who didn't live to see this, parents who saw their young children die, full of potential, and the grandparents who didn't see that, and they died, not knowing that the truth had emerged in their lifetime. And I think that's a burden for the people who died, but also for those who were left fighting on their behalf.
You spoke about the systematic denial of truth and justice. What difference will an apology on behalf of the state by the Taoiseach tomorrow make to that, do you believe?
I think it will be, it's another, I suppose, building block in that, to hear the Taoiseach come out, having listened to the families in the last few days, and I take it that, you know, he will do that fairly, and that he will do it justly, and I think that will be another block in terms of helping to express the state, if you like, righting the wrong that has been done over the years, and to see that publicly done in the Dáil nationally.
Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Farrell, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. It's 8:48.